Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High School Jazz Ensemble. I'm Rory Schneider. I'm a professor emeritus at Diablo Valley College, which means I'm retired from director of jazz studies there. Looking forward to make comments on your set here at the Campana Jazz Festival in 2019. What's the first song called? Did the student announcer tell the name of the song that I missed? Okay, now we got into good swing. The bass is a little loud, maybe we'll hear that. Yeah, your director stepped away to check the volume of the bass and he's asking you to turn it down. But I don't know if you see him. That's a hard thing about playing a festival. You go on to a stage you've never been onto, an amp you've never been onto, and hope you're playing the right volume. You got good technique on the bass, you're pulling hard on the strings. Boo ba doo da. Boo ba doo da, you're kind of boo ba doo da, rushing it a little bit. Boo ba doo bop, that last triplet of the beat on the upbeat. Good phrasing, trumpets. Ensemble. You're doing a little too much filling in the drums. Just play time and then catch a few of those brass notes on your snare drum. You just want to kick some rhythms, play the exact rhythm with it, not set up stuff like you might do in a different part in the song. Listen, drums a lot to what's happening in the band and help them by playing those rhythms with them on the snare sometimes. All right, tenor, nice sound. Nice to see four trombones. Interesting that you all have big, almost bass trombones. Especially on lead, you're going to want something with a little bit smaller bore. A lot of lead players used to play the old King 3B, pea shooters, you know, high trombone sound. But you get a mellow sound that way. Over brass, you're too loud here. Because when you're playing behind a soloist, that's called a background, and this needs to be in the background, a little too loud for that. Horn position, bell position, setup, posture, shirts and ties, all good. Yeah, you don't want to use hardly any tom-tom. Except when you're doing a big fill. Just too much on that. Listen back on the drums, you'll hear that it's kind of too busy underneath it. It's kind of a mellow swing chart. All right, nice job. Tune that last chord here. Well, speaking of tuning, I'd suggest not tuning on stage before you start, because you have I have a practice room to tune up in, and you can plug the guitar and bass into the tuner. and just double check maybe all together on a unison note. But if you have individual players tune, then you, that's kind of pointing out to the audience and the judges where the problems might be. Anyway, that's just a personal aside. Once you plug the bass into a tuner, you don't really need to tune between songs. Especially when you're in a timed set. We're going to be a little behind. Okay, here we go, song number two. Please announce the songs and the names of the soloists for the audience. Oh, nice ballad. Sarah's song? Some Nessigo ballad, I think. Nice work on the tenor, you have a nice sound. Now, brass, you know this is a feature for the tenor sax, right? So give her a chance, play softer behind her. Suggestion for you is to do a little more interpretation with your melody. As a soloist on a ballad, especially your expected to interpret, not play the melody exactly as written. And it's easy, just change up a few notes, a few rhythms, or more if you want, but something a little different so it's your melody versus whoever wrote that arrangement's melody. Maybe a couple wrong notes in the saxes there. Drums, you can help build this up a little. It's a full ensemble. In fact, you might even want to switch to sticks by then, because that little bit of brush on a cymbal is not really audible from here. Right in tune. Yeah, nice. Nice job. Another little suggestion for interpretation, you could add a little vibrato. Jazz players sometimes on a ballad will take the note, play it straight, and add a little vibrato in the end. And vibrato on the sax is real easy. Just say, yeah, 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 yeah. It's a little bit of tongue and jaw vibrato. It's just saying, yeah, 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 yeah. So listen to John Coltrane play a ballad, or maybe more so Dexter Gordon, and they go da ya ya ya, a little vibrato, which is a little slower than classical vibrato, but steady. Yeah 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 yeah. Same speed and width. Thank you.
Okay, tune number three.
Did a straight eighth note song. We got a good variety swing ballad. Red Clay. You hear Freddie Hubbard play this? He did the original. Good job, piano, guitar. If I'm hearing a guitar, maybe that's vibes. Doodly that good. That well together, it's in tune, you're doing the articulations together. Don't rush, down, do do got da do got do. Keep right in the groove, but the deco pop pop pop. Even it's much easier to keep in the groove than swing. Do 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 guy drums, duck it do guy, do the snare drum, do ba do ba. There you go. Regarding articulation, you may be playing exactly as marked on the music, but if you listen to Freddie Hubbard, he does it a little differently, and you might want to do that. Some of the notes are a little shorter than you're doing it. Not a big deal, but... All right, trumpet. Right on the mic, that's good. All right, good work on the trumpet. That was partly written, partly improvised, I'm guessing, which is good. Eventually all improvised. Blue Seal kind of works, but this song has four different chords. Next step would be to get those scales for those chords and make a couple of those changed notes. But what you're doing does sound okay over it. Stuff on the drums, you're playing playing almost what the band was doing. Excellent listening. Probably not written on your part, so yeah, good work. Da, 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 da. Just get mean on the short notes and bite them off. Really nice on that bass line. Good time. Rhythm section's tight on that, yeah. stage presence, you stand up, you play a solo, people applaud, acknowledge the applause, at least just nod your head, saying thanks for the applause. It's hard sometimes because I'm your own worst critic on a solo. You go, oh man, I did what I wanted. So you stand up, you're kind of grimacing. Instead, just say smile and thank you. Watch the end so we can end together with the drums and band. That was a nice little fill at the end. Unless you always do that same fill. That's your chance to do a little improv. So you can play that a little differently each time. All right, Hopkins, nice job. Joy hearing you today. Hope some of the things I've said will help you out in your future growth. As jazz musicians, that's the whole idea about this thing, to come and play your music as best you can. Listen to some comments, scores, and go hear some other bands and the clinics. That's great. And to keep getting better, listen to more jazz. Listen to big bands, small bands. Listen to various versions of the music you're playing. If you can't find the original arrangement, which a lot of times you won't. But listening is key, especially for jazz. Especially if you want to improvise. Listen to good players on your instrument. Get a pencil. I'll give you a few names to check out. You can do this on YouTube. You can find almost anything. And if you like it, buy it, because the jazz guys need some money. But anyway, for alto sax bird, Charlie Parker, the best of all, probably. Check him out. My favorite, Phil Woods, and also Cannibal Adderley. Tenor sax, John Coltrane, probably the best of all time. Michael Brecker. Today's players, Chris Potter, Kamasi Washington. Trombones, J.J. Johnson, J.J. Johnson, who played a nice little tenor trombone and played fast. And Bill Watrous, W-A-T-R-O-U-S. Trumpets start with Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, Pops, just the beginning of it all there. And then Miles Davis, Freddie Hubbard. Wynton Marsalis, my favorite young player, younger. then rhythm section, listen to full rhythm sections, and then listen to good players on your instrument. For drums, listen to Buddy Rich. He knows exactly when to kick a rhythm with the band or how to fill it and set it up. And he didn't read much. He just did it by ear and natural. And also listen to any drummer with the Count Basie band and other ones. And then piano, Chick Corea, Herbie Hancock. Bass, John Patitucci. Ron Carter played with Miles. The idea is just listen, get yourself excited, and practice regularly and take some lessons, and I'll get into improvisation, then you get hooked on jazz. That's good. Bye.